Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tuckahoe Program Podcast. This is episode 34, September 17th of 2022. And I just wanted to talk about, or at least get into right away, this whole immigrant or illegal immigrant situation over in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, which has been taking place these past 2 days. Because I'm going to be honest with you, this has been one of the weirdest political major stories I've seen in a while, even in these crazy political times we live in right now in America. So first, I'll just give a little background about what happened to these illegal immigrants and how they even got to Martha's Vineyard, because it's a pretty interesting story in case you haven't heard it yet. And so what happened is that probably 2 days ago, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis sent an airplane, or at least paid for an airplane, to take them to Martha's Vineyard. And I think he got the idea from maybe, you know, the people who live on Martha's Vineyard wanting illegal immigrants to come, or at least, you know, saying it on national TV, such as, you know, Barack Obama, who lives there. Since, you know, he said over the years that, you know, diversity is our strength and blah, 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 you know, all that nonsense. And remember, it wasn't only our former President Obama who said diversity is our strength. It was also a lot of popular celebrities, some of which actually have owned property on Martha's Vineyard. So I guess maybe DeSantis thought, or at least this is what some people think, DeSantis thought sending them there would force them to live with, you know, their own consequences of what they've been saying that we should accept on national TV. Meaning the rest of America. And let me first say, too, I do disagree with that political view, though, even though I normally agree with DeSantis. It's just that this time, I don't, since, you know, these illegal immigrants still committed a crime by crossing into our country anyway, even if it was a minor crime, but they still deserve to be punished. They shouldn't be sent to some beautiful rural island, which is off the coast of Massachusetts, because that's where Martha's Vineyard is. And, you know, they only have like 10 or 20,000 people living there, and it's a beautiful place. So they shouldn't deserve to have the experience in living in such a place with the crime that they committed. And instead, I think they should either be, meaning there's two options. They should either be deported out of this country again, or they should be sent to major cities like New York City or Washington, D.C. or some city that's already been high crime so that some of them could suffer under their high crime situations. Because again, remember, this is punishment for a crime. This is not just sending them to high crime places randomly. This is because they crossed into our country illegally. But anyway, I think that gets too much into opinion, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. But what happened with these illegal immigrants that were sent to Martha's Vineyard was they stayed there for 2 days, and after that, the government of Martha's Vineyard, or of Dukes County, Massachusetts, as they like to call it, said that they can't, or they don't have the room to handle 50 illegal immigrants permanently on Martha's Vineyard because I guess they have a housing shortage, which, I mean, that makes sense because it's a small rural island where, you know, houses aren't densely populated, or at least in most areas. There's like a few small towns on that island. I've seen it on a map. Haven't been there personally, but I know there's a few small towns on Martha's Vineyard where houses are more densely populated. But for the most part, though, it's a rural island. And so what happened after that, though, with the illegal immigrants is that the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, actually forced them to leave, or you can call it like a quote-unquote deportation from Martha's Vineyard. They were forced to leave, and they were sent to a military base called Joint Base Cape Cod, which is by the towns of Mashpee and Falmouth, Massachusetts, if I pronounced that right. And at least since September 16th, which was yesterday, that's where they have been staying, at Joint Base Cape Cod. Which, that's the part of the story that really doesn't make sense to me, since I somehow predicted or expected that the Martha's Vineyard government would leave these illegal immigrants there for like a month, even though they did have a housing situation or housing crisis, whatever you want to call it. because I thought their local government could have maybe took care of them temporarily in one of their government buildings, but I guess that wasn't the case since they only lasted 2 days. That's it, folks. 2 days in Martha's Vineyard before they were taken to the Joint Base Cape Cod in Mashpee and Falmouth, Massachusetts. And now that I've said the background of this Martha's Vineyard illegal immigrant situation, let me just give you like a prediction, or at least I'll tell you a prediction. And that is that they will probably stay at Joint Base Cape Cod for the next month or more, because I just don't see another explanation for them moving. I mean, or at least they could be deported out of this country, but I don't see a reason why they would do it. I mean, I would want them to do it. And by them, I mean Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts. But I doubt they would do that because, you know, Massachusetts is a very leftist state controlled by, you know, globalist politicians who support, you know, this immigration. And not just that, but all the other political policies that come with globalism. So I highly doubt that they would deport them, like, really highly doubt. It's an unlikely scenario, like it has, like, a 2% chance of happening, like, that kind of thing. So with that said, I think I'll end the podcast there for now. It's been 6 minutes in, and I'm sorry that I have less time to produce these. It's just that I'm in college right now in Eastern Connecticut, so just be aware that the length of the podcast might be shortened to what it is today, like a 6 or 7 minute podcast instead of like a 10 or 11 minute one, because a 10 or 11 minute one just takes me more time to produce, so it might be too much of a pain on my end to produce an episode that long. But with that said, thank you for watching or listening to the Tuckahoe Program podcast for today, September 17th 2022. And also, this was released on September 18th, so this was actually a little bit of a delay in its release date, but it was still produced on the 17th. So anyway, thank you for listening. Have a nice day, and God bless America.